Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be bringing you a show today about the Golden Apple Award winners. This is celebrating excellence in teaching in Western Pennsylvania, and individuals and schools were invited to nominate a teacher or a principal to receive one of four Golden Apple Awards. The program was presented in March at Strategos Banquet Center in North Huntingdon. More than 500 people attended, and the program began with an opportunity to honor one each student from the Catholic schools in the Diocese of Greensburg. So 12 students were honored. Take a listen.
So today, we are going to honor 12 students who have shown exemplary devotion to the life of Jesus in their school and in their community at large. So I would now like to introduce our student spotlight winners. These students were nominated by their principals based on any combination of academic merit, extracurricular success, or community service. With all of those variables, the one constant was that each nominee possesses and demonstrates the values of our Catholic faith. So I'm going to ask Dr. Rotler to join us on stage to award the student spotlight winners. We ask each winner to please line up over here. So if you're a student spotlight winner, you can head up right now, get in line. Gentlemen, our first student spotlight winner is a sixth grader, John Claypool. Let's give John a round of applause. John is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Timothy Claypool and a parishioner of St. Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish in Kittanning, where he's a lector and an altar server. John is involved in cross country, the bowling team, drama, esports, and the robotics club. Congratulations, John Claypool. Welcome, Troy Hopper. Troy is in the sixth grade. Your high school in Connellsville, who is enrolled in four honors courses and maintains a 4.3 grade point average. His activities include soccer, basketball, and track and field teams, and the math league. He's a member of St. Joseph Parish in Everson and St. Vincent Basilica Parish in Latrobe, and he is an altar server. He's the son of Jim and Wendy Hoffer. Congratulations. Joshua Adam Marshall, congratulations. Indiana, he's a member of the esports team, band, and singers ensemble, and participates in school musicals. He serves as a reader, cantor, and altar server at school masses and participates in choir at his home parish, St. Bernard in Indiana. He's the son of Adam and Karen Marshall. Congratulations, Joshua. Spotlight winner from the Christ the Divine Teacher School in Latrobe is Emerson Piper. She practices servant leadership among her peers through her volunteer work. She loves to read. She's active in student government and is a house activity prefect and a member of Select Chorus. She is the daughter of Jason and Kate Piper, and they attend Charter Oak Church in Greensburg. Congratulations. Our next award winner from Queen and Angels Catholic School is sixth grader Tyler Scheel. Son of Eric and Stephanie Scheel. He's a member of the CYO cross country team and the band. Now, Tyler also serves as student council treasurer. Tyler participates in Boy Scouts and holds a brown belt in karate. He's an altar server at his parish, Immaculate Conception Parish in Irwin. Congratulations, Tyler. From Mary Queen of Apostles School in New Kensington is Julia Skarnowski. Team, reading club, sewing club, band, chorus, volleyball team, and cheerleading squad. She also participates in musicals and is treasurer of the student council board. She's the daughter of Rick and Danielle, a parishioner at St. Margaret Mary Parish in Lower Pearl, and she also plays the flute. Congratulations. Area Catholic School, our student spotlight winner is Travis Snyder. The Upward Program basketball team, he holds a blue belt in karate, volunteers at school, and is an avid chess player. He always gives 100% and greets everyone he meets with a smile. He enjoys helping his family with the farm, and his parents are Jeremiah and Jody. Travis is a parishioner at St. Rita Parish in Connellsville. Jackson. She's a student at Mother of Sorrow School in Marysville. Caller loves to learn. She plays volleyball and runs on the cross country team. She competes in Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science competitions and the Future Business Leaders of America. She's a parishioner at Mother of Sorrows Parish in Marysville, and her parents are Roy and Kristen. Congratulations. Her winner is Cadence Tomato. She's a seventh grader at St. Sebastian Regional Catholic School in Belle Vernon. Yearbook staff, a chorus student leader, participates in forensics and serves as a cantor and altar server for school and parish masses. Cadence is the daughter of John and Courtney, and she's a parishioner at St. Anne Parish in Ross Draper. Congratulations, Cadence. Next up is Adam Walker, a sixth grader at Aquinas Academy. Valerie Walker. He's a volunteer at his parish, Our Lady of Grace Parish in Greensburg, where he volunteers for food drives and nursing home events. Adam is a swimmer for Hempfield Aqua Club, runs on the school cross country team, and a member of the choir playing the piano. As a Boy Scout, Adam earned the Arrow of Light Award. Congratulations, Adam. Winner is senior Sean Michael Walker. Welcome to the stage. Student Council, and he serves as chief choir for the Greensburg Central Catholic Columbian Squires. He's also involved in campus ministry. Sean has a passion for learning and a desire to be challenged. Sean is a parishioner of St. Vincent Basilica Parish in Latrobe. Congratulations. Andy Zahala from St. John the Evangelist Regional Catholic School in Uniontown. An example for her sibling. She's a member of the Leo Club, mechanical engineering team, and captain of the reading team. Andy serves as an altar server and lector at student masses. Her parents, Clinton and Emily Baker, Clinton Zahala and Emily Baker, are parishioners of St. John the Evangelist Parish in Uniontown. Congratulations. So now the Diocese of Greensburg Office of Catholic Schools is proud to announce that this year we will award three $10,000 Capital Sustainability Awards to Catholic schools and their capital projects in the Diocese of Greensburg. So these are organizations that are taking steps to achieve sustainability in one of the following categories: human, social, economic, and environmental. The awards can be given to support projects ranging from heating and cooling upgrades, cafeteria and playground improvements, to investments in gathering spaces and curb appeal. So I'm pleased to announce the following awards. Our first award is for human sustainability. This project will help the physical and mental health of both students and faculty by upgrading and revitalizing the school's fitness center with new equipment such as treadmills, elliptical machines, weighted ropes, kettlebells, and weight plates. I think I've given it away. You probably know who it is. Would Bob Fetter, principal of Guilford Catholic, please come up and accept the award? Information. I think they start to get excited and they know. $10,000 for Guilford. Fantastic. One up, Bob. Our second award is for human and foundational sustainability. This project will provide renovation to the school's restrooms through updated water-efficient fixtures, resurfacing of the restrooms, and updated plumbing fixtures. Jennifer Felak, principal of Queen of Angels Catholic School. Longest after she broke her ankle in December, but she's doing well. Looks like you're walking. And I think you would actually run to get that $10,000 Capital Sustainability Award. So I think we're all set. Our final award is for foundational and environmental sustainability. This project will provide attractive and functional signage to the school that will assist in the safety of pickup and drop-off students, as well as provide directional assistance to visitors. Teresa Smed, principal of Greensburg Central Catholic, please come up and accept. Principal, come up and get a picture as well.
When we come back from the break, we will find out who this year's Golden Apple Award winners are. These are three teachers and one principal from Western Pennsylvania celebrating their excellence in teaching and administration. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections from WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Really happy to be here today to talk to you about the Golden Apple Awards. Now, this Golden Apple nomination process goes back months and months. This is where an opportunity arises where a teacher, a parent, a guardian, a student with their parent or guardian, an alum, a priest can nominate a teacher or a principal based on the following: their level of education, their professional experience, their professional development, their leadership, their service to the school, the church, and the community, their years of serving in Catholic education. Of course, then the applicant, once they are nominated, has to write their own essay and then gather letters of recommendation. And then all the awards are presented at a celebration of Catholic schools on Thursday, March 13th, 2025. And that was a beautiful celebration at Strategos Banquet Center. More than 500 people attended. Now, each of those awardees goes home with $5,000 because they won the Golden Apple Award. So it's really fun to hear all about them. Now, the first Golden Apple Award winner is Janet Arone. Mrs. Arone is a teacher at St. Bernard Regional Catholic School in Indiana. Here's a beautiful video about Mrs. Arone and all of her commitment to teaching in Indiana County.
Choose one word to describe teaching, it would be joy. In the Bible, it tells us that we are to be people of joy. I look at these children's faces and I see joy. Hi, this is Janet Arone. I teach at St. Bernard School. I teach grade second, and I teach middle school religion. So that is sixth, seventh, and eighth grade religion. And I've been teaching here 27 years. When I teach religion, it's not just a class, it's my life. These students, to watch their faith grow, because I had the eighth, seventh, and eighth graders in second grade, and to watch their faith grow throughout the years, it's quite satisfying. It's rewarding. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where God wants me to be. All four of my children have gone through St. Bernard School. And when I send them to the public school, they always, every time I go for conferences, oh, I can tell they came from St. Bernard School. I mean, their values, their respect, their overall demeanor is St. Bernard School. I feel like it's Catholic school in general. We are more than classes, separate classes. We are a unified school. We are a family. When there are families in need, the families that I've always worked with, they are so generous and they help one another out. When teachers are ill or something, the families come together. So we are more than just a school. We are a Catholic community, a Catholic family. I have been blessed to teach with fabulous teachers at St. Bernard School. When I go to in-services through the diocese, I meet wonderful teachers. I feel very honored. Thank you for choosing me. I truly do this because I love St. Bernard School. I love God. I am just so blessed to be here. I love doing this job for the students, for the glory of God. So the award was just, I don't need the award because I love my job, but it just shows how much my community feels about me or how much they love me. And that is everything. I would like to thank God, thank my family, thank my school. It was wonderful. I truly appreciate it. It was a surprise. I truly love, we had a prayer service before, which I truly love teaching the students about God and reading the Bible. And so it was a great morning.
Beautiful story from Janet Arone. She is the first Golden Apple Award winner of 2025, a teacher at St. Bernard Regional Catholic School in Indiana. So fun to hear the stories and how deserving these teachers are of these awards. The next award winner is Mrs. Christine Colcomb from Greensburg Central Catholic Junior Senior High School. So here's a nice clip of audio about her.
If I could describe teaching in one word, I would say impactful. I have been impacted by my former teachers. I hope that I can impact my students, that they can lead productive lives. Hi, I'm Christine Colcomb. I teach at Greensburg Central Catholic. I currently teach 11th and 12th grade college and high school anatomy and physiology and 12th grade AP biology. This is my ninth year at Greensburg Central Catholic, my alma mater. I have 23 years teaching experience. What I value most about teaching in a Catholic school is the students. I brag to all my friends that I have the greatest students, and they are. I truly love my students here at Greensburg Central Catholic. They are what motivates me, along with the awesome colleagues that I have here. I've always wanted to be a teacher. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher. And I am a product of the Catholic school system in the Diocese of Greensburg. I went to Blessed Sacrament Cathedral, and I fell in love with teaching because I had wonderful nuns and wonderful lay teachers. And I forced my brothers to be my students when I was younger. And so my journey to teaching actually began when I was a little girl. And I have my parents to thank, my mom and dad. And they were my first teachers because they taught me about my Catholic faith and thankfully paid for my education at Blessed Sacrament Cathedral and then at Greensburg Central Catholic. I really enjoy teaching at a Catholic school because I taught in the public school system and I taught at the community college. And for me, it was very hard to separate my faith from the science that I was teaching my students at the time. And so when I was hired by the Diocese of Greensburg, it's very easy for me to be like, wow, look what God did when he created our bodies that way, or look what God did with the diversity of life. And so for me, it's very easy to incorporate my faith into my science teaching. So I love both. I love what I teach and I love my Catholic faith. Winning this award to me is very humbling, and it is an honor. It's an honor to have been nominated, that someone took the time to complete the application. And it's very humbling because I work with so many amazing teachers, and to have earned this award really touches my heart. It means I did it, I made it. And hopefully I am helping students transition from here to college and be successful in their own lives.
That's Mrs. Christine Colcomb, the Golden Apple Award winner from Greensburg Central Catholic Junior Senior High School this year. Beautiful story. The final teacher for the Golden Apple Award winners is Mrs. Molly Denslinger. Mrs. Denslinger is a second grade teacher at Mother of Sorrows, that's in Murraysville. And I wanted to play you this video because it's a really nice video about why she enjoys teaching so much.
I think the one word to describe teaching would be exciting. I love to see the looks on their faces when they learn something new. And I just love having fun in the classroom with my students. I teach second grade. I've been at Mother of Sorrows teaching second grade for 5 years. I've been teaching for 13 years. I really enjoy being in second grade because it is a close contained classroom. I have my students all day long. It's really nice to have them all day because I get to know them better and I get to see their successes a little more and I get to see what they're able to do from the beginning of the school year to the end of the school year, all day, every day. I have always been a Catholic school teacher. I really like the aspect of being able to pray in class, to speak to the students about religious aspects, and you can't necessarily do that in a public school. The children are my most important aspect of my day. I want to make sure not only are they learning what they're supposed to be learning, but they feel safe. They feel when they come to school that they're excited to be there and they're excited that I'm their teacher. I feel like Moss is a family in itself. My children actually go to Mother of Sorrows School. Chelsea is in sixth grade and Krista is in eighth grade. It's very nice having my children here, not only because I know they're close, I also know what kind of teachers they have because I have worked with them. I really like the small class sizes. I like being able to get to know the families a lot, and that's really important to me. It feels very surreal to know I was one of the three winners of the diocese this year. It still has not hit me that I've won. It's amazing to know that they regard me in such high regard. I feel that I do deserve this award because I am a hardworking teacher. I love my students. I love the families. And I try to make every day extra special for them. Sometimes I feel like I'm not the best teacher. I feel like there's more deserving than me. But I'm so thankful that you chose me for this reward. I don't think I could choose anything else. I've asked myself that before. I've had other people ask me that, and I cannot come up with an answer. I feel like teaching is my calling.
Another great story for this year's three Golden Apple Award winners. And you know what's really nice is this year, the Office of Catholic Schools decided to also honor a principal. And thanks to the Donahue Family Foundation for providing that funding, they were able to honor Mrs. Kathy Collette. Mrs. Collette has been a Catholic school teacher for more than 45 years, and now she is a principal at Mary Queen of Apostles School in New Kensington, and she has a beautiful story to share, so let's go ahead and share that now.
One word to describe teaching or my role as administrator, I would choose love. It is in love that you find faith, that you find compassion. Hi, I'm Kathy Collette, and I am principal of Mary Queen of Apostles School in New Kensington. I've been principal here for 22 years. I have always been in a Catholic school. I graduated and I got a call from the Sisters of St. Francis here in New Kensington at Mount St. Peter. I had never heard of New Kensington. I came out. I didn't know if it would work. They got everything arranged for me, and I've been here ever since. So I think it's Providence. I started teaching in 1975, and I've done quite a few years in Catholic education in different grades. I did not have principal role in my sights at all. But the diocese took the initiative to say, why don't we ask some of the teachers who are invested in Catholic education and see if they would be willing to take on courses and get a master's and a certificate to serve as a principal in our schools. I applied to be the principal, but I was a new principal, and I knew that for a merger, they were going to want someone with experience. In fact, they told me that, and I said, well, I'm just going to do it for the practice, right? So that's what happened, and I came in with a complete plan of what I would do if I was principal for the merger, and ended up they did select me to be the principal. Again, I think that was Providence, too. It had everything in it from culture to bringing everybody's past experiences and celebrations, but at the same time, forming new ones for a new school. So it was a juggling act, and as you can imagine, not everybody was happy with the merger, but it went well, and I think we've been pretty successful. I think that the value of Catholic education, along with the faith, is the family. So because I started here in 1975, and I also ended up marrying the following year, and we started a family, my children went to Mount St. Peter School, and I ended up being one of their teachers. And now my grandchildren go to school here, and I think that's what keeps me young and keeps me excited about the job, too. And that's been happening with other families, too, where I've taught their children, and then their children, and then their children's children. And so we have some families here who have who have had me a while. They've been here for a while, and I've been here for a while. So, but it's always nice to see them. The interesting thing about it is whenever they see you, and as an adult, they still call you Mrs. Collette. It doesn't matter. Everybody really does care about how the children do in school, how their academics, their social life. That's why I think people who went to Catholic school send their children to Catholic school, and that gift keeps continuing down the generations. Being the first principal to receive this award is quite an honor. There are just so many worthy, worthy principals out there. In fact, all of them. We all work together as a team so well. And I'm privileged to be part of that group. But to know that you're the first, it has a kind of specialness to it that you wouldn't think about any other way. You know, it's just so unique. And to have everybody there, that was special too. So it is an honor, and I'm grateful, but I'm also humbled because there are just so many people that work so hard in this position and with teams of people that work with you, because it's impossible to do it all yourself.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at whjbfm.com.